Paul uses the word walk or walked 8 times in Ephesians. In chapter 2, verse 2, he mentions how we used to walk in our sins. In chapter 2, verse 10, says we should walk in the good works God has prepared for us. In chapter 4, verse 1, says we should walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called. In chapter 4, verse 17, he says that we should not walk as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind. And in chapter 5, verse 1, says, walk in love. Then he continues on to say in 5:8 that we must walk as children of the light, and in 5:15 that we must walk carefully in wisdom. It must have been very important to convey these things to us that it would be mentioned that often. Ephesians 5:1-2. Therefore, be imitators of God as children beloved, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Be imitators of God and walk in love. Now that's easy to say. Sounds good to tell ourselves and each other that's what we do. But the real knowledge on how to do that is in the valley of decision, in the deep water of trial. Walk in love. The life of Jesus Christ by example showed us all how to do that. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, famous missionary, was asked, "What is the best way to raise children?" He replied, "There are 3 ways. 1, by example. 2, by example. And 3, by example." He was absolutely correct. By our actions, our words, and our attitudes in the home, our children learn to follow in our footsteps. The Lord our God is no different and was the first and last to lead by example. Ephesians 5:25. As Christ loved the church and surrendered his life that the church would live, allowing the fruits of the Spirit to surface in our lives is leading by example. Friends, we are contagious for better or worse. Others pick up on our attitudes and postures, which means we are always in a position of demonstrating God's values to a lost and dying world. Our children are always learning, which means we are always teaching, so we need to consider carefully what we want our children to catch from us. We want them to love the truth, love good boundaries, to love honesty and hate lies and secrets. Be imitators of God and walk in love. Paul calls us all specifically to put off the old way of life and put on the new man in Christ. In order to be imitators of God, we must know him. It is impossible to imitate him if we know virtually nothing about him. And for us to know him, we must spend time with him in the Word and in prayer. Any child who doesn't spend much time with the parent is influenced very little by the values and attitudes of that parent. Who do you spend most of your conscious time with? Whose values are you most influenced by? Whoever you spend the bulk of your time with is the one who has the greatest influence on your life. David prayed in Psalm 25, verse 4-5. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. To imitate God and walk in love, like Jesus, who is the penultimate example of love, includes speaking the truth, because he is the God of truth. It includes being faithful in our dealings with others, because he is faithful. It includes being holy in all our behavior because he is holy. But the characteristic that Paul mentions to sum it all up is love. We say we love all sorts of things.
I love ice cream.
I love my car.
I love my wife and kids.
And our use of the word drums up nice, warm, fuzzy feelings, and it's true. Love is kind of magical when it hits. But then God has a very different idea of love. We can't walk in love and be imitators of God unless we have a God definition of love, which is more than our cultural definition. The love of God is the bottom line. I'm not going to define it here because I want you to go on your own treasure hunt to discover for yourself what God's idea of love is. Search it out. Don't wait on someone else to tell you about it. That makes it all secondhand information, and we need to know firsthand. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.